What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, July is such a cool month here. We got so much going on in the month of July. Peachtree Road Race tomorrow. If you're running the Peachtree, do be safe out there. You're going to Lake Lanier, really be safe out there. You know what I mean? I read somewhere once, Dom, you know, I've been on Lake Allatoona plenty. I've never actually, oddly, never been on Lake Lanier. Been on Oconee.
It's not odd.
Been on Blue Ridge.
You're
been
a smart
on Allatoona.
Man. You're a smart man.
Been
it's
on Chickamauga. Yeah, I've never been on Lake Lanier. I know. It's just one of those weird things that it was something like on a big holiday like the 4th of July, there would be like 50 or 60,000 boats. I mean, it was like, oh, my
I just,
God.
Because here's my thing. Like, if it was only people from, like, out of town that went there, I would understand it. If you live in Georgia and you quite literally hear all of the stories that basically happen like every other month of somebody drowning in Lake Lanier, I don't understand why people keep going. Like, how many times does the lake need to teach you all this lesson?
It's cursed. Anyway, Braves get shut out again. That's why I tried to start the show with this something about the Braves. You know, whether or not it's time for a hard reset. We have this discussion about this team, guys. Whether it's time for a hard reset, I go back to things that we continue to talk about, all right? This is me. Let's talk about whatever we're talking about. I have consistently over the last number of months talked about Giannis coming to Atlanta. I was talking about that 2 months ago. You know, hey, listen, should we entertain this idea? And then... You know, I talked about the Braves and, you know, this changes that had to be made. Most notably, a new manager, a new third base coach. So they changed the third base coach in the middle of the year, which shocked me because you don't normally have that. Some people say the new hitting coach. I'm like, at this point, just change the manager. Manager changes, hitting coach changes. That'd be an automatic. And so why not let somebody else kind of take the reins here from the All-Star break on? You know, I love Brian Snicker, but I think he's starting to do damage to his reputation having this happen to him. He's done too much, and this thing is just a disaster. It's just really bad. You know, the Braves four starters on the opening four. You know, there are four opening starters, Dom, this year. You know, they were the first four games that they lost in that 0-7 start. Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, and Spencer Schwalbach and AJ Smith. Four are out. Your first four pitchers of the year, all of them are out.
Not great.
Yep. And then your starting shortstop, he's gone. You cut him. You know, now you have Pedfar out and left. He's not exactly, he had the home run last night, pointless home run, but home run nonetheless. And Michael Harris, oh my God, this team, you know, I mean, oh boy. Yeah, it's not good. So I entertained the idea of a hard reset. You know, I said, you know, okay, I'll entertain it. I'll entertain the idea. Hard reset being everybody not named Acuña is available. All right, let's talk to me. What are you offering? Let's talk about a hard reset of the franchise. You know, and look, it's a difficult situation because the team is owned by a real estate company. And so there's no person to go to. People say, Terry McGuirk, he's the CEO. Look, I know Terry a little bit. I know Terry some. He's not the owner, okay? It's not like he doesn't have unilateral control. It's something called Braves Holdings. He's the chief executive officer of something he doesn't own. He can't just automatically make, it's not like he's Jerry Jones. He can just rule on high. That's what owners do. They're kings. They rule on high, right? Arthur Blank can do whatever he wants with Atlanta United, the Atlanta Falcons. He's the manager. There's no, he didn't answer to a board. He just did. That's his team. He answers to himself. 404-726-0929. Hammond is in Duluth. He's on with John. Hey, Hammond. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Hammond?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm doing well. Sorry. I was on the phone lines earlier, but I had to run, so I just want to call back. I want to talk about the Hawks. I was curious to see what your opinions were on the team currently constructed. Do you think they are a top four team in the East right now? And then based on this Giannis trade, which I don't think is a really good idea, do you think if they were to get Giannis, would they be a top four team then?
I think they're pushing top four in the East. Yeah. Okay. I think it's fair to say that they're pushing top four in the East. I think they're now ahead of Milwaukee. They're certainly ahead of Boston. I think they're ahead of New York. So I look at you know, certain teams in the East. I think, frankly, they're ahead of Indiana. I mean, Orlando's going to be really good. Obviously, I think Cleveland's got a great team. I think Detroit's really good, too. But I really like where the Hawks are, and they've got some more moves that they can make. So I think that, you know, the idea of bringing in a veteran, you know, that's where I think, you know, Chris Paul would be a really good move for them if they could make that happen. Just even if it's a one year, even at his age. But I think there's some more things that they can do. And I think this new front office has acquitted itself very, very well. So I'm really excited. My answer to you on the honest thing is, you know, and by the way, let me stop for a second if I can, Hammond, for the benefit of anybody just joining us. The reason we're talking about this is DraftKings, two things happened. There's a big sports book called DK Sportsbook. It's a big sports book. Came out today and said the Hawks are now the favorites if Giannis opts out. Now, Giannis has to say, I want out. But there are a lot of signs that are indicating that Giannis is not happy. He's grumbling hard on, he unfollowed the Bucks on Instagram. He's posting stuff on X. He is not happy. He's making it known that he's not happy with what Milwaukee has done here in the offseason and cutting Dame Lillard, even though Lillard's injured for the year, and signing Miles Turner to a $100 million plus contract. And he just doesn't think the Bucks have any clue what they're doing. So that's leading everybody to believe that Giannis might not sign and might opt out, not pick up his player option, and might want to be traded. In which case, you know, there are suitors out there that could offer things. Of course, the Hawks could offer quite a bit if they wanted to bring him in. Now, as to whether or not Giannis would instantly make the Hawks a top four team, I tried to do this in reverse, Hammond. If Trey went to join Giannis right now in Milwaukee, do you think that Trey and Giannis in Milwaukee would be considered to be the Eastern favorites?
Oh, that is a good question, because then at that point you're comparing supporting cast. Personally, great. I think the Hawks right now have a better supporting cast based on the moves that the front office has made. I think Nikhil Alzheimer's.
The Hawks do have a better supporting cast. Yes, they do have a better supporting cast than Milwaukee does. And as a result, I would say to you the answer to that is yes. The Milwaukee would, okay, if Trey went there, Milwaukee would be considered to be the team to beat in the East. So if Giannis came here, would Atlanta be considered to be the team in the East? The answer to that is yes.
I don't know if they'd be the team to beat, but I definitely
Wait, how could they be the team to beat in Milwaukee? Wait, how could you be the team to beat in Milwaukee but not be the team to beat in Atlanta if Atlanta has a better supporting cast than Milwaukee does?
That's a fair point. Maybe I definitely think they would be they would solidify themselves as a top four team if Trey went to Milwaukee. But
no, they would be the favorite. I'm guaranteed Hammond, they would be instantly the favorites on the board in Vegas to win the East.
That's fair.
They would become the betting favorites.
So based on the trade that you mentioned from DraftKings, I think you're just giving up way too much depth in that obviously we know the type of player Giannis is. Putting him next to Trey would be an amazing duo. But I think we've seen, especially in this last final series and in the playoffs in general, that depth is super important. You need that to make a long run. You need that, especially if one of your stars gets hurt. And so that's why I'm more hesitant. Obviously, playoff time, if everyone is healthy, then, yeah, I'm an Orlando fan. I put
right. – You can't.
I think it'd be
you
really
cannot.
Really
you cannot. Right. I understand that. You know, Banchero. You cannot presume injury. Okay. Unless it's Dame or Halliburton or Tatum who are out for the year. Obviously, they're That's injured. Fair. But you cannot presume future injury. You can't. You can That's never fair. Equivocate. All right. So Hammond, never equivocate and say, "Well, if they're healthy, well, of course." Guess what, Hammond? I got news for you. I'm not speaking to you. I'm talking to the other people out there. You know, if the Kansas City, if in game one in the second play of the year, you know, Patrick Mahomes shatters his ankle in three places. Guess what? Chiefs ain't winning a Super Bowl.
Fair.
Just saying.
Very fair.
You know, so you can't presume injury. You know, how great would Mike Trout have been as a player if he had never been injured? I don't know. He probably would have been pretty damn great. How much did we lose not having almost two full years of Ronald Acuna Jr.? How much? Obviously pretty damn great. So you can never presume injury. So, you know, so you assume everybody's going to be healthy, okay? Well, there's people that have injury histories. That's correct. Do I still think that they can come back from that? Yes, because we've seen that before. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. So let's just assume for the sake of argument that everybody's healthy here. My only thing is again, I just want to answer your question. I'm very good with where the Hawks are. I'm really super excited about this team. If they don't ever make another big move here and this is it and they're just making bench moves to solidify and even make the bench even better, I really like this team's chances a lot. I think they're going to be so much fun, and I am absolutely thrilled with what Ansi Salleh has done alongside Graham and Dinwiddie in this new brain trust. So that's where I'm at. But at the same time, if it offered itself up that we could have a shot to have Trae Young and Giannis Antetokounmpo together for two or three years, personally, if I were the owner of the team, I would take that shot.
Yeah, that's fair. And honestly, your question leading into the break, I had a thought for a while, and I really could not think of the biggest splash that any Hawks front office, you know, general manager has made that was not like a rookie deal move.
Right.
So, you know, it would
Trey was a rookie deal move. Right. Dominique was a rookie deal move.
Yeah.
Trey was a rookie deal move, whether you like the move or not. I don't know why people say it was such a suck move. Really? What's Luka ever really won? Does he? Did I see him?
No, but okay, I think if you're
comparing... No, there's a bot. This is the no, and then it's just no, period. Okay?
On paper, period. A finals appearance is better than not having one, is all I'll say to that.
So I'm supposed to count the Super Bowl now? Is that what I'm supposed to do for the Falcons? I'm supposed to say that counts. We've been to more Super Bowls than the Saints, so therefore, we've been to two, they've been one. Do I win?
I mean, I get what you're saying.
I just want to know what the rules are. I just want to know what the rules are. Because if that's the case, then yay, I win.
I will say, though, it is a really important thing that the Hawks are the favorites to land Giannis, because if he does ask out and he has the Hawks at the top of his trade list, I think that's an ideal situation for Atlanta, because you know, then he's basically kind of lost trade value because he's listed, like, you know, a couple teams that he wants to go to, kind of similarly to, like, you know, De'Aaron Fox or, I don't know, Kevin Durant or, you know, whatever. Like, if you are asking for a specific team to go to, then all other teams have lost.
He would nix it. You're correct, Hammond. Hammond, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, that goes to the question the other person said, hey, listen, you know, if he wants to come here, if Giannis is unhappy and he goes to Milwaukee and says, all right, I will be willing to leave if you can strike the right deal. Here are the teams I'm willing to leave for. Anybody else, I'm not going. And it may only be one or two.
Sure.
Or it may only be one. Who knows? I mean, so he's going to be able to dictate, unlike Kirk Cousins, he'll be able to dictate where he goes. Like Shaq did when Shaq left Orlando, you know, and dictated that he was going to the L.A. Lakers, you know. And so, you know, he will dictate, you know. So let's put it this way. If the Hawks make a move for Giannis, it's because Giannis wants to come here. He's going to like the idea of playing with Trey. This is not because they're shipping him here against his will. You know, the funny thing about that is that the whole Greg Maddux thing is Greg Maddux was a free agent, but Greg Maddux was so angry at the Cubs. He was so mad. He was so mad. He wanted to stay with the Cubs. He was not happy. Thanks, Hammond. Do appreciate your patience and your perseverance. Thanks much. Quick break here. I'm not trying to play gotcha, guys. I just think it's funny when people say, well, Lucas got an NBA Finals appearance, and I say, oh, that's what it's about now? Right, Dom? I got two Super Bowls. Saints got one. That's what it's about. I win. And they go, oh, wait. Yeah, guys, oh, wait. The only thing that counts is rings, and I ain't got one of those. So if they want to take a shot on rolling the dice, I got to tell you, I got no problem with that. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it's almost knocking on the door of the 4th of July. Did you know next year will be the sesquicentennial? It's a fancy, fancy word. Swampers will have to look that one. No, I was going to say Swampers have to look it up, but they don't know how to look things up, so never mind. It means 250, and I'm so old. When the bicentennial hit back in 1976, that's, you know, everybody was singing, you know, oh, you know, here's Philadelphia Freedom was a big hit by Elton John, and it was just all the quarter. That was the first time I think they had changed the quarter, and they put the fife and drum from the Revolution on the quarter, and it was a special quarter, and we were like, hey, you have to have the special quarter, you know, and it was the first time they'd ever changed anything. I mean, just little things like that, and it was such a big deal, and now this will be the sesquicentennial. I'm like, oh my God. Then my daughter, Dom, sends me this note. She goes, you know, as of yesterday, or as of the day before yesterday, no, yesterday, that we are now closer in terms of the number of days to 2050 than we were to Y2K. And I went, oh God.
Yep. I think I saw that same tweet that somebody put out. Yep.
God, help me, America. Sucks getting older. You remember the bicentennial? Yeah, I was driving around. Driving, yeah. How old were you, 16? Yeah. Yeah. Charles is in Great Douglasville. Let's go west here. Hey, Charles, what up?
Hey, John Freaky, what's going on, man? Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Long time listener, first time call. Been listening to you since the morning show, man. But, hey, you've been making a lot of connections for me since I've been listening, man. I am a bicentennial baby. I was born in 76.
Congrats to you.
Hey, man, so it's ironic. Thank you. It's ironic that you talked about that, but... And speaking about, like, the previous caller, he was talking about, speaking of hypotheticals, if Giannis was to come here. If Giannis was to come here, it'll be 1996 all over again. You got Trey. You got Giannis. You got a healthy Jalen Johnson. You got a healthy big man that we just got from Boston. We've never had two things that match. That's the talk of the town here in Atlanta. We've never had two things that match in all of our sports except for the Braves. But anyway, if Giannis was to come here, man, it would just be a rebirth of the Atlanta Hawks, man. It would be more exciting than anything. We'll have a big three, and you got the pieces here, and you got the youth. You got the guys that they just drafted. You got pieces that are sitting there waiting. So if you were to bring a Giannis here, if that was to happen, oh my God, the basketball team would be. Go ahead.
Just so that you know, so we know we're all clear about what we're talking about here. Giannis has apparently scrubbed the Bucks from his Insta. He's posting on X, and some of his X posts, you can go look at him, make it look like he's posting kind of, you know. He's doing a little shot taking here. He's made it publicly known that he is really unhappy with the Bucks over them cutting Dame Lillard. And, you know, the Bucks, in their defense, Dame Lillard can't play until for another year. And so they were just kind of cutting their losses here. But then they turned around and they picked up Miles Turner from Indiana and paid him $107 million. And Giannis is like, what the hell are you guys doing here? Where are we going with this? Because as the Bucks sit, they're getting worse. And... So that suddenly, with the Hawks and the incredible moves that this front office made, you know, and especially in getting that 2026 first-round unprotected pick from New Orleans, but fleecing the Pelicans for that, that happens to be the better of two picks, New Orleans and Milwaukee. Just hang with me for just a second. I'll make all the connections. And it was originally Milwaukee's pick. And, you know, as potentially a pick that could be – a lottery pick. And who knows? Could be like they get lucky with Zach, the number one pick in the draft. Who knows? Anyway, so exactly. DK Sportsbook. Well, hang on. I just got to put all the connections together. So DK Sportsbook, big sportsbook. Big Sportsbook puts out, this is for the benefit of the audience out there, that the Hawks are now the favorites if Giannis does decide to opt out and ask for a trade, that the Hawks are now the favorites to get him. Okay, so that leads DraftKings, big powerhouse, right, DraftKings, to put out a potential trade if Giannis were to opt out and the Hawks are the number one team on the board. And this is the trade, so that you understand this trade too, okay? The trade would be Giannis to the Hawks in exchange for Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risichet, and that first round unprotected pick. Would you do it?
No. And for the simple fact, because I've been driving and I didn't hear all of the extra of what you just said, you got to think about it. Giannis, if we could get Giannis and keep that big three and a couple pieces, then you got time. That window is a little bit larger. But if you're talking about giving up Jalen Johnson and you're talking about giving up a couple other pieces and then the future, I don't know if that's going to be worth it, because at the end of the day, Giannis is not a spring chicken anymore now. Let's be real now. He is getting older, and is he really worth that longevity? I'm talking about, like, if we can win, if we're talking about winning right now and you've got the pieces, you've already got that first round that's in your back pocket that you use as some type of leverage, I would think, to be able to move some money around.
Yeah, but you don't know whether, okay, that first round pick is unprotected. Okay, the first round pick is unprotected. Now, we assume, okay, let's just be clear here, we assume that because New Orleans is going to, you know, potentially suck, that it's going to be a fairly high, you know, lottery pick. We don't know. Right. I mean, nobody can know anything. It could be, you know, Milwaukee could suck, and it could, and it's the higher of the two, by the way. And so, one could be, but it could be that both of them play just well enough to make the play in, and they're just outside the lottery, and they're not in the lottery at all, just sort of like the Hawks were this year when they had that 13th pick conveyed to them, in that they eventually traded away. To get this particular pick here, You don't know where that pick is. That pick could be the number one pick. It could be the number five pick, 10. It could be 15. Who knows where that pick is? So there's no guarantee on that pick. If you did trade Jalen and you traded Zach and that first round pick, which could be a number one pick, and all of a sudden Milwaukee looks like they're golden. They got Jalen. They got Zach, the number one. They win this trade by 100 miles, unless the Hawks win the title. So if you did make that trade, what would you have? You would have Trae Young, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Dyson Daniels, Kristaps Porzingis, Onyeka Okongwu, and then you'd have your current bench, you know, the Luke Kennards of the world, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, you know, players of that ilk, and you know, apparently, you know, you whatever else that they can get there in terms of, you know, trying to grow that bench in the future, which they're going to do regardless whether they made this trade or not. But the question is, can you win a title if your base core is Trey, Giannis, and Dyson? Let's call that your big three, and then you have Porzingis.
That'll be the question. That'll be the question. Now, again, that on paper, that's a big three: Trey, Giannis, and Porzingis. If he can stay healthy for a full season or whatever, that's a big three. But at the same time, like you said, nobody knows if injury happens. How deep would they be going into the playoffs if they could get there? And then, you know, now we're back to the
You still have Okongwu.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a gamble. And you know what? That's why I'm a fan. I'm a listener. And I'm out of the front office.
There's risk reward with everything. I totally get what everybody said tonight. I mean, all the callers have made, you know, that look, I can't say it clear enough that I am really good with where this team is right now. I'm really excited about them going out, getting a couple of more veteran bench pieces. Chris Paul would be a nice fit, I think, for this team. They may have a higher opinion of Kobe Bufkin than I do. They know him better than I do. So if they're confident that Kobe could be the backup point guard, that's fine. I haven't seen enough that leads me to believe that he's good enough to be that yet, because he's been so banged up partly.
Right.
And, you know, Muhammad Gay, there are times where he flashes. That's nice. But they still need, they need a little bit more on that bench. That bench is rounding into shape, though. It's really looking good. It looks like a really good, deep bench. And they can make it even deeper with a couple of additions. So I'm really happy with where they're at right now. And I think they're a 50-plus win team. So I don't need them to make the honest trade for me to be really excited about this season. All I've said is, if it presented itself, would you take the opportunity to do it, to finally grab a brass ring and see if you can't win a title? Because one thing you do have to keep in mind, and this is really important for everybody to keep in mind, you have to talk to your guy, because Trae Young is in the last year of his contract. You no longer control him after this year. He's a player option guy.
Correct. Well, hey, Freaky, thanks for taking my call, man. But, hey, before you let me go, I cannot wait until football season. Oh, my God.
Who are your teams, Charles?
Man, I'm from Adamsville, Georgia. I'm from Atlanta. Die Hard Falcons. Let's go. Michael Penix, I can't wait to see what we do. We finally got two things that match. We got offense. We got defense. We got coaches. We got a front office. I can't wait to see what we do. Football season. Let's go. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
It is going to be exciting, Charles. I appreciate your taking time on this holiday weekend to do so and join us. Thank you, Charles. Yeah, I'm excited. There's some people that aren't in the national media. I'm not going to get into it because the show's almost over here tonight. Because I'm going to be back 10 to 2 tomorrow. And we're going to be doing a football Friday the 4th. And we have Saturday and Sunday to talk about it, too. And so as we go through this, we will let you know about one of the websites out there that I read that has the Falcons as the 10th worst team in the NFL. Okay. I don't know. Maybe sometimes I drink too much of my Kool-Aid.
10th worst?
But yeah, 10th worst. Yeah,
That just feels like disrespect.
Well, to some degree, but the other part of that is they haven't really done much to earn much more of it. They got to go out and finish the deal here. So some of that's on them too. But it's like, okay, got to prove it. Then let's prove all these. It's like Independence Day. Get on the horn and tell them how to shoot these some bitches down. Okay, well, that's our job. Sports Radio 99.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. that the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The game. When I was in my 20s, welcome back to the Northern Key Studios, John, for you with me on pre-July 4th. When I was in my 20s, Dominator, that, like, I'd be, we couldn't buy fireworks in Georgia, right? So a friend of mine and I, we get done, we're doing a show at CNN, and it was an early show. And we get done with the early show, it's like at 11:30 in the morning show. On a Saturday, or whatever it was. Must have been Saturday or Sunday. Must have been Saturday, I think. And we hop in a car and we drive up to Chattavegas. Back in those days, I don't know, have you ever driven to Nashville?
No, I have not.
Okay, so when you leave Chattanooga and you get towards, on the way up towards Marion County in South Pittsburgh, there used to be something called Tennessee-Alabama Fireworks. They had a huge sign, and you couldn't miss it. They've since moved that Tennessee-Alabama Fireworks up to the exit, so people say, all right, they'll know, up at Kimbrel. So it's a Kimbrel exit. It's not where, but it was gigantic. In the middle of the interstate, you could Tennessee-Alabama Fireworks, because you couldn't buy fireworks here. And so, well, you could buy, like, you know, sparklers, you know, it's,
yeah, the little
stuff like that, right. And so I would be that guy. We'd go up to Tennessee, Alabama fireworks, and we would get, these Chinese fireworks. I mean, we would go out and set off these things. Oh, my God. It was like, boom, 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 boom. You know, and I loved it. You know, I mean, it's great to go to a fireworks show. It's even better when you can do it. And I think back to the, I'm lucky I'm alive with some of the stuff that I was firing off. I mean, yeah, and then I realized, as much fun as it was, sometimes I can't even imagine what the prices are now. Sometimes I was shooting off like a $30 firework. It's almost like the people that buy, $40 scratchers. I mean, I'm shooting off a $30 firework, and it's like over in like 6 seconds. I'm like, okay.
That yeah, you quite literally just set $30 on fire.
Exactly. It was still fun, though. Not going to lie. Not going to do it no more. No, I'm pretty much just a sparkler guy now.
It's funny that you're bringing it up, because as I am sitting here in the Kia Studios and looking out the window and hearing noises in the background, I believe I already start to see some fireworks.
Yeah, some people do them on the 3rd. I was sitting on top of Kennesaw Mountain one time, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. We went up to the top of the mountain, and it was 4th of July. It was pretty cool. Just watch them go. I don't even know where all they were going off from, all over town. There was like 6 shows going on. It was pretty cool. You know, yeah, there's a show over there. And one of them, probably Stone Mountain. And, you know, that's usually the big one, you know, that in the ballpark. All right, Ken and Lilburn. Ken's on with John. Hey, Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, what's going on?
How you doing, Ken?
What up? The last caller was... I think he missed some of the details, or he was a little unrealistic with the trade, but I would take Giannis, but my only thing was you can't have Zach and the unprotected Pelican Bucks pick next year. That would be my only thing. I'd rather put a Congo in that deal and keep a Zachary. I know you got to give to get, which is the bottom line. But unless they're absolutely demanding Zachary, I can't see that being a deal breaker. Congo and Jalen's salary match more, and the picks are the sweetener. But I'm not giving Zach and the that's like giving 2 number one picks back to back. And Zach has a high ceiling, with the right development.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's fair enough. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and qualify, necessarily what the better trade is. I mean, I don't disagree with you. Okay, I think your point is fair.
Now, your point was we don't know what that number one pick will be. You know, that could be number one. It could be 7, 8, 12.
I mean, it's a trade that you could, you know, you trade Giannis. Had to, it's like Herschel Walker. You know, you trade Herschel Walker, mm-hmm. and what you make a team whole. You know, I mean, so. Right. You know, you can't know. I mean, we traded. I remember sitting here talking to a lot of fans in regards to way back in the day when Julio Jones was traded for 5 pieces, and people are like, "Are you out of your mind? What are you doing?" Well, who won that trade?
Right. Exactly.
You know. So yeah. So I mean, obviously the Falcons did. It's hard. Trades are 20/20 hindsight. I mean, you could trade away, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be one of those, you know, 2020. They traded away Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risichet, and the pick that ultimately became, you know, Joe Smith. You know, oh, my God, they traded away 3 Hall of Famers for, you know, I mean, who knows, right? Yeah. I mean, you can't know. Hey,
if the Giannis and trade and the rest of these guys here, Porzingis, Kennard, Alexander, still got Dyson, if that team comes together and win a championship with Giannis, hey, who cares, right?
Right, who cares? Right, that's the whole point I'm trying to make here is, you know, I find it interesting, Ken, that in this discussion, I'm kind of good either way. I don't even mm-hmm. know if Giannis mm-hmm. is available. I'm just walking people through what everybody seems to be kind of like looking at it, peering at it, and trying to read in between the lines on. So I'm kind of good either way. I think either way they're going to be highly competitive. I think it would be interesting. To me, I think the most interesting thing about Giannis is it would be the first time I've seen an Atlanta team take that kind of risk to win a title.
Yeah.
And to go all – to literally the first time I've seen a team push all in. We've never seen a team in Atlanta push all in.
I'm right there with you. I think for the first time, yeah, I just want to see it. Like, if you got a chance, just do it. Like, nobody's going to set the city on fire if it doesn't go right. It's the fact that you did it. You took the gamble. You took the shot. You rolled the dice. You know,
nobody's going to crucify you. And it's the same people, Ken, who will say to you things like, you know, hey, they're not paid. You look at what the Yankees are doing or what the Dodgers are doing, and they're paying all this. Exactly. And the Braves aren't doing nothing. Well, wait a second now. You want the Braves to go all in? I want the Braves to go all in. So when the Hawks go all in, you go, wait, why did you go all in? Why didn't you just go through the Myers? Okay, what the hell do you want? Where are we going with this? You know? I mean,
I agree. You know,
don't point at me on this thing here. I have no problem with the idea of this team excites me. The one that we have right now, this is the first time I've been really, truly excited about the Hawks team. The funny thing is the 60-win team, which is now, 11 years ago, Horford, Sheffalosha, and Damari Carroll, and Kyle, and all those guys, and Jeff Teague, they surprised me. I had no idea they were about to become that good.
The 21 team.
Got hot at the right time, right? And so I didn't see those coming, you know, and so I had no, right. you know, I had no prior, you know, expectation. I would say that I have had multiple prior expectations with the Braves. Obviously, this is why it hurts so bad what they're doing right now.
Right.
With the Falcons, I'm going to say 2016, I don't know, everybody's Super Bowl, I got it. You know, when you start looking at the Super Bowls, you know, is the fact is that team in camp, I go back to a little story, Ken. I'm standing in the end zone at camp with Hugh and with Westerham. Mm-hmm. And we're standing there quietly for about, I mean, I think Hugh and Wes were just kind of convincing really lightly. But for the most part, the three of us just standing there for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, just kind of watching everything. And then finally, Deion Jones and Keanu Neal both kind of like made plays. And Wes looks over and goes, damn. He said, are you seeing what I'm seeing? He goes, these guys are like an SEC team. They're like, he goes, I've seen a lot of football. And I looked at Wes. I said, Wes, are they this fast? He said, yeah. It's the fastest team I think ever. This Tevin Coleman can run. Julio can run. That team could fly. And you could see it.
You said it right there. That was the key word, fast. They were fast and they were physical.
They were the fastest team in the NFL. That's what mm-hmm. caught everybody so off guard was how fast they were. You know, oh my God, this team they had guys that could run like the wind, which is what you know, Jeff Ulbrich changed Nate Landman's feet of stone into Divine Diablo, who can run like the wind. And so he wanted to get much faster on defense. So the but all of a sudden, I had an expectation level, because then I sit on the set in that year with you and with Matt Ryan, and I said, can you do 30 points a game? I went, yeah, I think we can do more than 30. And as he's leaving the set, he says, he said to me off the show, he said, we might do 35 a game. I went, oh, man. I mean, and then my expectation level of that team went up. I was so excited. I couldn't wait. And, of course, you know, we got to 28-3 and all that kind of. But I'm just trying to tell you, that's the feeling I'm getting with this Hawks team right now, is that big things are coming with this Hawks team.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say, John, before I go is the same thing in that sense is like you see some potential to start building those expectations, but you start to say it's not only the East we should be aiming for. Yeah, the East is wide open. Everybody's talking about that. But why aren't we aiming for the crown? Aim for the crown. And then I remember exactly what you're talking about back then with that preseason with the Falcons. I called in one time on the show, and I said, it's not about just being better. We needed to put some fear into people when they got to get ready to play us. There needs to be some fear that goes into, oh, we got these guys on the schedule. And that's what you're starting to feel with the Hawks. They've added we don't have a herder anymore, or not even a Garrison Matthews who was a flat-out shooter, but that was it. He was limited. We got one of the best shooters in the NBA coming off the bench now. That's something like how many times in the play-in these last couple of years, Trey's kicking at these guys, not just Trey, Jalen's kicking it. Like, people are kicking to wide-open shooters, and they are so inconsistent in making shots. We can't get points. We couldn't get points. We couldn't, you know, cover ground and come from behind and none of that stuff. We were just dead in the water and hoping. So you enjoy your fourth, John. Eat and have fun, you too, man. Talk to you later, man.
I appreciate it, Ken. Phil's in Noonan. Phil gets to bat last. Sorry, Phil, I've got about 90 seconds, so I'll give it to you.
All right, Mr. Freaky. Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
M80s. You remember those?
Yeah, those were nasty. People would put them in mailboxes and blow mailboxes to hell, yeah.
Well, we used to throw them in a pond to get fish, to have fish.
Isn't that illegal?
It was, but we didn't know it back in the damn 70s. Hey, we had
that's
some
illegal.
Good brim, and we had some good whatever. They'd float to the top. What I want to say
fish?
Is...
explosives.
Hey, what's his name? The comedian has, I can't think of his name right now, about handing the officer a stick of dynamite and after he had done throwing. How do you catch all these fish? Well, you can pull it up. My thing is, how we can't blame pitching. I don't care how many starters we got out. If you can't score but one run a game, we got a problem.
Should we consider a big, hard reset of the team? I got 30 seconds, Phil. Phil, stop. Phil, I promise I'm on 10 to 2 tomorrow. I'm on noon to 4 on Saturday and 10 to 2 on Sunday. Find another slot.
Call
in earlier.
Can I call
you
back?
Yeah, of course, do. Yeah. Do that. Do that.
God bless you and your family. Happy 4th.
Have a happy 4th. Yeah, you too. I don't have time to get into it right now because I'm going to run out of time. what do I have to earlier? Hey, you guys were great tonight. And I hope you appreciate the fact that I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to make you think, trying to, you know, have some fun with you. I'm not trying to be, you know, Dom, I'm not trying to come off as a jerk. You know, I'm just trying to help you out thinking and,
absolutely.
You know, let's work through this and see if we can't figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good either way. See, that's the thing. So you know, somebody calls up and says, yeah, let's go get Giannis. I go, we're really young. We're really good. But, you know, I think there's this broad concept here, I will say, that, if we have this core of young players, we're going to have them for 10 years. No, guys.
Not true. Yeah.
You know?
Not for sure.
We could have Trey and Giannis for three. We could have these core of young players for four. That's kind of what you're looking at. And then you're going to start losing them one by one because you just can't afford all of them. If they're as good as advertised. All right. Well, the calls were as good as advertised. Dom, you were as good as ever. Well, you always are. Have a happy third. And if I don't talk to you, well, I won't talk to you. Have a happy fourth, Dom.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.